So the Rambam in the third halacha here, after talking about Ein Maspikin Biyadulasos Tshuva and things that are Noel Darchei Tshuva, so the Rambam talks about certain things where we actually might, in a practical sense, have again not as like a punishment, or as a very strong likelihood, but in a very pragmatic sense, we have a situation where people are, just unable to perform the mitzvah of tshuva. And these apply may not in the chavero. Kaddish Baruch Hu is always available as the Chaldeos. Mehen chamisha dvarim osos aniyef shalo yoshiyashu b'tshuva gemura. The Rambam uses the expression tshuva gemura because to a certain extent you might be able to, but not in the full sense. Lefi shem avonu shemen adem l'chavero v'enu yodea chavero shechatalo. You don't know the victim, or even if you do know the victim, as we'll see, the scope is very hard to know. Kedei sheyachzer lo o sheyishal mimenu limcholo. Ve'elu hein hamekalos harabim v'lo kilo adam yadua kedei sheyishal mimenu kapara. So this is exactly what the Rambam meant by tshuva gemura, right? You have 1,000 people there and you're mekalo all of them. So you might know 100 of them, but 900 of them are going to, have been, mekulal without getting mechila. Without being asked for mechila, cholekim ganav l'fshishenu yodei aganev zo shalmi hu elah ganav gonev l'rabim uvevi lo v'hu lokeach v'od shemachzik yad ganav u'machtio. So you're machzik yadei over yaveira. Maybe for that you could do tshuva. Approach the ganav and say it was a terrible thing that I did, that I divided the spoils with you, but the victim is unknown to you, so you're not going to be able to do tshuva for that aspect of it. V'amotzi aveda v'no machzik zalad sheyachziben levaleha. Lachar zman kshiyaset tshuva, and you realize, I stole. Enu yodei lemi yachzir. Okay, veochel shor. The Ravid says actually showed on him based on the pasuk. The Kesef Misha says it's in hechreya. It's hard to know who's right here, but it's either way taking advantage of an almana yager yasom. So the Ravid would say showed on him. The Rambam will tell you shor on him viyosom almano. So elu bnei adam umalim heim veinon yodim before some him vegolim meir leir. Right. Again, you don't know who you victimized these forlorn individuals, and so it's simply not going to be possible for a person to really repent from that, because they are the people who typically move from place to place. They're not established in any one place. Again, the Ravid takes a little bit of a different view. He says, right, the person is a creditor. Right, so you take advantage of them in that way, and then you can never really, undo that once they're no longer on the scene. And then the Rambam, the last case, just like we had Echtav Ashev, the last case in some sense is the most interesting, and I want to dwell on this. Hamakabel Shochad Lahatos Din. Okay, so that's obviously wrong, but you know who the Balei Dinim are, so it doesn't fit into the case. So, why can't you make restitution? Eno Yodead Hechan Higia Hatayozo, Vikama Hikocha, Kadeshi Achzer, Shadavar Yeshla Raglayim, Vod Shehu Machzik Yadza Umachtio, right? So he's Machzik, the person who, was no Saint Shochad. But at the level of the Baal Din, who was cheated, in Din, so the Rambam says a dual formulation. Enu yodea ad heichan higia hatayazo, vekama hichikocha kadei sheyachzer. It seems to me the Rambam is highlighting two points, which is, I think, a very important insight on the part of the Rambam to how damaging Shochad is. So let's say, the case was involving, the store of Reuven, the store of Shimon, I don't know, it was a case of Hasagas Gvul, and, the truth is that Reuven's store really was being impinged upon, and, Shimon is, he bribes the Dayan, and the Dayan says, no, it's fine, free enterprise, whatever. So Reuven, and he took $1,000 for it, whatever it is. So Reuven's store, closes down. So, eventually. So it's not like, you're guilty of an $1,000 crime. You're guilty of Eino Yodead, Heichan Higia Hatayazo, Vikama Hikocha Kadesh Yachzir, right? I think the quantitative aspect might be the Kama Hikocha Kadesh Yachzir. It's not like, you should say, Reuven, I really, owe you X, Y, or Z, right? The Hataya caused, the loss of an incalculable amount because you cost somebody a job. Right, so you took $1,000, right? But in fact, right, you could have, put somebody out of business. Not only that, but you don't know all the victims. What about all of Reuven's employees? What about all of the, you know, future employees, the people in the neighborhood who could have been employed. So that's a davar sheyesh lo raglayim. And so it's impossible for a person to do tshuva for that because the social impact, you know, can be, you know, enormous. So again, it doesn't seem to obviously fit in. You would think that you know the party that you wronged, but the Rambam's pointing out is, A, you don't really know, it's hard to calculate how much you really wronged this individual. And number two, there are other victims. Whether, do you know all of his employees? Do you know their family members? Do you know the, you know, prospective employees? Do you know the impact it had on the neighborhood? Right, you know, Reuven's store closed down. It was a fixture of that, you know, particular neighborhood, you know, and the store next to it, which benefited from all the foot traffic, so they lose, you know, 30% of their profits, right? So, you know, committing acts of injustice, hadavar yesh lo raglayim, it's something which is really hard to quantify the damage that a person does. So even if you could go to Reuven and say, you know, I really wronged you, you know, it's virtually impossible to identify, you know, all of the victims and to quantify the scope of the damage.